Brent Snavely from the Detroit Free Press. He has been covering the UAW talks. GM's deal is just about to be ratified. Ford, according to this morning's top fold story in the Detroit Free Press, Ford UAW workers anxious for a deal. How close are we, Brent? Good morning.
Hey, good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing very well.
Yeah, lots happened since we last talked. Late last night, the UAW told its Ford leaders across the U.S. to come to Detroit for a meeting tomorrow. And normally that happens, and that means that a tentative agreement has been reached. But in this case, we have to be careful. The UAW has not reached a tentative agreement yet with Ford. So this is a little unusual to call them in at this point, but the UAW is telling us they're doing this in anticipation of reaching a tentative agreement. So that's that. But of course, as you mentioned, we do now have, the GM agreement was ratified last week, and Bob King has said he wants to use that as a framework with Ford and Chrysler, so we're making progress here.
Well, where are we with Chrysler?
Chrysler is a little bit of a mystery. Chrysler's on hold at the moment. I'm sure, there's been a lot made of this letter that Sergio Marchionne sent to Bob King back on September 14th. Sergio was not happy when Bob skipped a meeting. Bob King, president of the UAW, skipped a meeting as he was finishing discussions with GM. So it seems like there's tensions at Chrysler. Things have kind of frayed. And the UAW then announced it would move to Ford and get their deal finished there before moving on with Chrysler.
You wrote that recently that GM's agreement with the UAW improves its credit rating, and the same could happen to Ford. The deal with Ford could move Ford closer to investment grade. Talk about that.
Yeah, that's really important. And I know it sounds, when you say investment grade credit rating, people's eyes roll over, my eyes roll over, and it's like, what, huh, what? But it's like your credit score, okay? So when you buy a house and you get your credit score or buy a car, the lower your credit, the higher your credit score is, the lower your lending rate, and you can save a lot of money if your credit score is good. Well, GM and Ford have been below quote unquote investment grade credit rating since 2005, which means that the interest that they pay on their debt is higher than healthier companies. As they get healthier, they can get their investment grade lowered. One of the things that's key to lowering their investment grade rating is a contract with the UAW that isn't going to dramatically raise, quote-unquote, fixed labor costs, long-term labor costs. That's why the companies do not want to give their workers a raise. Workers, however, of course, haven't had a raise in years, and they'd like to have a raise. So that's why you see these big signing bonuses, because they can pay out these lump sum amounts and keep their investment grade down. Now, I hope I didn't put anybody to sleep there. So.
Well, you know what, Brent? You've been cranking out the stories because you recently wrote that Consumers Report is impressed with the new Chrysler product.
Yeah, and that was also important. For a long time, Consumer Reports is, love them or hate them, the reality with them is they're followed widely by millions of people across the country and have a big following. And they have not been kind to Chrysler in the past. Chrysler would, I think, acknowledge that in the last couple of years their products have had some issues. Nevertheless, it's turning around a little bit. And in June, Consumer Reports had some favorable reports on two of the vehicles, and now they came out with very favorable testing of the Chrysler 300. They don't put it number one, but in the set of cars that the Chrysler 300 is in, they say it's now mid pack rather than at the bottom, and that's a great improvement.
All right, you can read Brent Snavely's pieces in the Detroit Free Press. He's going to stay busy. It sounds like Ford is close. Chrysler will be after that. Now, once we get all these union contracts ratified and taken care of, what's next on the horizon? What's the next big agenda in the car industry?
I'm going on vacation for a month. No, I'm kidding. For us personally at the Free Press, we'll two things. We'll probably, we're going to be talking like end of October, mid-end of October. We'll very quickly start to think about the Detroit Auto Show. Before that, in November, will be the L.A. Auto Show. So you're going to, product and product news will be on the horizon for the auto industry, as well as, again, what exactly is happening with the economy. National jobs reports coming out Friday may not be all that good. Everybody will be watching for any indication of a national economic improvement, whether that's happening or not, because that has a bearing on car sales, industry sales. And where that goes the end of this year and next year will is very important.
Thanks so much, Brent.